Hello everybody, Andy here again. Well, I've just been reading a very good article in this month's Words magazine, issue number 101, for those who are interested. I can heartily recommend the magazine itself. But the actual article I was reading was by David Hepworth, and it was all about record collecting. It's called Shelf Life, and talking about the different ways that we now view our record collections and how some people are maybe going back to vinyl, abandoning CDs for various different reasons. They might be abandoning CDs because they're going back to the original vinyl, they're getting older and getting nostalgic about all that type of thing, and I've probably spoken about this in the past myself, but also because people, especially younger people now, are converting their CDs into digital and putting it onto either their computers, their iPhones, iPads, iPods, whatever it might be, any sort of storage device, or even the new thing now is to put it in the cloud, as they call it, and put it up there at the mercy of the internet. And it's one of those things that I'm never quite sure of. Should I really put my music up there into the cloud and hope that I might be able to access it, you know, if the internet connection goes down or whatever? But maybe that's because I feel more of an attachment to my music, my records, my CDs, my vinyl, etc., than other people do. And that's partly the point of that article. But it got me thinking about all those sort of going back in time and looking at the way that I view music. Yes, I've got thousands, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 tracks on my iTunes library, which I've put into my computer, sort of 50 odd gigabytes worth of music, and that's only scratching at the surface of it. I download quite a lot of music now rather than buy it on CD. Yes, I do buy CDs, but that's pretty rare now. It's so easy to access music via iTunes, Amazon, whoever it might be. There's so many different, certain other services are available, type of thing. But does that make you feel about music in a different way? One of the things that David Hepworth is talking about there, because it's not a tangible thing, it's not a tactile experience now so much, do we value it quite so much? Yes, it's more throwaway, isn't it? I think there is an element to that. And recently, I, you know, going through CDs, etc., I don't have the same attachment to CDs, although I've got hundreds and hundreds of CDs in boxes, and I've got some out now in the house as well, as other people have. But I don't have the same attachment. There is nowhere near as much joy of going through a big box of CDs as there is when you're rifling through a vinyl collection. As I have done recently, I actually played some vinyl on Hastings Rock this year, as I may have mentioned before, and that was great fun. As David Hepworth, once again, there's that expectation. You take it out of the sleeve, you make sure it's clean, the vinyl's clean, make sure you've got the right side, you put the needle on there, you get that crackle, and there's that sort of sense of anticipation before the music actually kicks in itself. And it made me sort of hark back to those days. I know of people who trawl through charity shops, etc., or boot fairs, or even record fairs, a bit more structured, to find old music. I used to have thousands of vinyl, whether it be on singles, although I still have quite a lot of vinyl singles. So much of my vinyl albums I got rid of. I so much regret now, but there's that whole thing about storage space, one of the reasons people get rid of CDs as well, I suppose. But I just don't find CDs can be quite so good. And one of the other points that was made in there, something that I hadn't really thought of, but I'm sure it's true now, and maybe other people can relay their own experiences. When I go around someone's house, because I suppose I'm a slightly different, is that music means quite a lot to me as a person, and it's something that, you know, I hear something on the radio in the distance, I want to know what that song is. Oh, you know, the ears prick up. Oh, wonder what that is. And there's apps for that type of thing to find out now, and then you go off and buy it online. But you go around people's houses, and I was notorious, and my wife will tell you this, and annoy the hell out of her and probably other people as well. But when you go into someone's house and you start rifling through their old record collection years ago, or their CD collection, especially if they've got a certain amount of CDs, you think, oh, hang on, there might be something of interest in there. It's not snooping as much, it's just a case of having a look and spotting things that other people might have that you haven't got, or that you see someone's got a similar sort of taste to what you've got. Oh, they like so-and-so. Oh, that's good. They must be all right, type of thing. But does that happen now? Nowadays, as once again was suggested in an article, people are wiring up their houses with wireless internet connections, and it's all the music's digital. I haven't got a CD player now. My hi-fi system, we got rid of that a few years ago when we decorated that, you know, the downstairs. We got rid of that type of thing. It cluttered the place up. Yes, I've still got CDs on show, but why? I haven't got anything to play them on. The only things that we've got to play CDs on in this house now are computers. That's a sign of the times. So there's something else that's missing and maybe makes you nostalgic. And it takes someone else to remind you that sometimes it was good to go around and rifle through other people's collections, have a look and see what they've got. And now we're in the digital age. It's great. It's easy. It's there. It's, you know, you can do it at the touch of a button, at the click of a computer mouse. The music is always there. It's so accessible nowadays. But sometimes, as with so many other things in life, a little bit of effort, a little bit of anticipation can actually make the thing in the end a far more pleasurable experience. Anyway, thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.